From Mason City to your hometown, we've got the information you need. Turn us on at home, work, and in the car. AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have our weekly Community Foundation for Cerro Gordo County program coming up today. And we've got a very special guest in studio with us, and that's Shanda Hansen, YSS, Francis Lauer, Youth Standing Strong. That's what that's all about. And Shanda, welcome to KGLO.
Thanks, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, good. Now, we were just talking about this. The Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County does a great job in awarding gaming dollars, for example, in the area, earned by each county annually. And they set up funds for individual groups and so forth through the region. And you guys are beneficiaries of some of those dollars, aren't you?
We are. Every year we have the opportunity to apply, and we do each year. And we typically are always awarded, and we're very grateful for that support. This year we are awarded for our bedroom essentials. And so what that means is that we have two 24/7 programs on our campus, one being our shelter, a safe place for youth, and the other being our residential addiction treatment for adolescents. And so we have up to 30 kids that are staying overnight in our facility. And so our bedroom essentials would be the bedding, the mattresses, the towels that the kids use for showers, just a variety of different things that we don't think that we don't always have the opportunity to replace, because the cost of that can be pretty substantial. And so this year, Cerro Gordo awarded us funds to purchase items to replace the things that we had so that we can serve a new group of kids.
How nice. Yeah. Oh, very, very nice. That's good stuff. Serving kids, that's got to be satisfying for you and your staff, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no other better way to serve than to serve youth and families, and that's what we've been doing for over 50 years.
Talk a little bit about the kids that you do serve and the numbers that you serve in different ways, too. You and I have been talking before going on the air. There are different parts of the puzzle, so to speak, that fit in around the YSS Francis Lauer.
Sure. So as you know, we started out as a shelter. We've been doing that the whole time that we've been going for over 50 years. And so that's that safe place for kids. And that's one way that we serve. And we can serve anywhere between 150 and 200 kids a year in that program. And so that's a pretty substantial number of kids needing a safe place. Then we go into our outpatient clinic, which is relatively new. 2 years ago, we were serving 48 clients in our outpatient clinic. Today, we serve over 600. And that includes youth and families. And so we understand that we can't necessarily serve a youth and send them back to a home environment that isn't the best for them. And so we try and get the parents involved, guardians, siblings, do the best to surround the whole family. And so again, in that programming, with mental health counseling, substance abuse counseling, medication management, we're serving over 600. Then we go to our adolescent addiction treatment unit, which also serves up to 15. We typically run anywhere between 8 to 10. We try not to get – we're serving teenage boys. And so when you get a lot of teenage boys in a small environment, sometimes it can create a little bit more chaos than we're looking for. And so we try and keep our numbers down in that particular program. However, we usually see around 40 graduates from that program in a year. And then we go to our school. So we have a Mason City Partnership School on our campus. And our capacity with that program is 32. And we're serving both girls and boys. So we currently have 5 Mason City teachers on campus, providing a variety of different education opportunities for our kids. And so that also is a program that's grown. Just a few years ago, we were serving less than 10, probably. Today, we have 24 kids in the program.
Now, I was just asking you a little bit ago, your normal day, you get going usually about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
But this YSS Francis Lauer, you're going 24 hours a day working with these kids. And
absolutely.
For that facility upgrade in recent years, that has got to be such a boost for what you're getting done.
Absolutely. I mean, we've had an opportunity to really grow since our merger with YSS in 2016, and they just brought a lot of resources to us, and we couldn't be more grateful. This is a campus that runs 24/7, 365 days a year, and our staff are critical to that. You know, staff coming in and serving those odd hours, and our community partnerships, the foundation, a number of foundations that we work with in our community, and it's all part of the puzzle.
Yeah, I would guess it's, in a way, it's your own family. It's your family away from your family, so to speak.
Definitely. I always encourage our staff when we're talking about it. I go, we need to realize how important our jobs are, because these are people's lives. You know, every day we're impacting people's lives. And so as we go to work and we serve our youth and our families, we have a lot of responsibility, and there's not a staff on our campus that doesn't take that lightly.
If there's anything that you'd want people to know about YSS Francis Lauer, what would it be, Shanda?
I just want everybody to know that we're here to serve. You know, we want to know what the gaps are in our community. We want to step forward. We want to be the people that you come to for services for youth and families. And you asked, who do we serve? We serve everyone. You know, we're here to serve our community. We go as far out as all over the state of Iowa. Some of our services do have some limitations in the miles that we serve, but we do the best we can. And we know that we're the most comprehensive provider of services for youth and families in North Iowa. And I just want our community to know that we're here to serve.
I was going to ask you too. What's the perfect outcome? You have these kids coming from all over, different families, different situations, different this, different that, different this, and now they're all put together, and you help sort through all of this. Give us a perfect outcome.
I think that's a tricky question, just because I think the perfect outcome is different for every family. You know, some kids, it might be planting the seed with them that grows over years. You know, they may not be ready to make changes or to help their mental health today. But if we can give them the resources now so that they're familiar when they're ready, then that's the perfect outcome. And for some, it's they come into our adolescent addiction treatment program and they have the tools and they leave and they implement them and they're ready to go. Or they're ready to move on. And for some, they're just not. And so for me, it's really just continuing to educate every youth and family that engage in our services. And so that would be the perfect outcome, is that they leave with at least the knowledge of the tools that they can use when they're ready.
You know, I've heard this from other people, though, that that have worked at Francis Lauer through the years. They've said, you just always have to remember, every one of the kids that comes in has a chance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it just takes one moment, you know, one moment, one tool, one conversation that can reroute someone's path. And they all do. You know, all these kids, all these youth and families that come to us for support, they deserve it. You know, they deserve a different outcome. They deserve to have a brighter future. And so we're just there to support them and to serve them.
How do kids wind up at Francis Lauer? Is this a referral that comes from someplace? How does that happen?
Yeah, so we work with a number of different referral sources. We work with Mercy. We work with the schools. We work with parents. There's programs that parents can just come in and ask for. We work with providers in our community, you know, different family practice clinics. We work with Department of Human Services, Juvenile Court Services. And so there's not a source out there that we can't be referred from. It might limit some of the programs depending where the referral comes from.
Shanda, if somebody's listening though right now and they're just wondering about the services, is there a website and can they contact you and come in for a visit, that type of thing? How does that work?
Absolutely. There's a number of ways. We have yss.org is our website. So you can go there, check out just a general amount of services are listed on there. If you have questions, you can always call us. 7362 is our number, 423. Give us a call. We'll answer any questions you might have. And you can always reach out to me. Again, my name is Shanda Hansen. I'm the Center Director for Francis Lauer. And I can do my best to answer any questions that you might have, connect you with resources. We find ourselves to be a hub. So if we don't have the service to provide, we'll definitely connect you with someone who does. And so just feel free to reach out and come visit us. We're out on North Eisenhower, just north of Walmart. And so come on out. We'll show you around, answer some questions.
Shanda, great to have you in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, terrific. Shanda Hansen with us, YSS Francis Lauer. Remember, youth standing strong. And this is our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming.